Good morning. As some of you know, that I've been under a tremendous amount of stress and attack in my home because of being in a gentrified neighborhood and being the last person of color there. But it's also, I think, about an exercise in how we view freedom, how free is our soul, how free is our mind, how free is our body. And we reflect that. We reflect that in the world. Because if we are beset by our enemies, as God has told us, as Jesus has told us, sometimes we have to endure. We have to take, we have to be the children of Israel, or the children of Ham, as some of us might be. But we have always, in our faith, come through the desert. So that whether it is not that your family has been taken away or has dissolved, or you have been able to step back from something that is harmful or toxic, there's a way in which that you always, I have always built bridges, even in the darkest of places. I once had a friend who was blind, and I asked him how he felt about going to the gardens and the city that we were visiting. And he said, that is a freedom that I most enjoy. Because it was a place that fed his soul. Because he couldn't see the flowers didn't mean he couldn't feel the garden, didn't mean he couldn't smell the garden, didn't mean he couldn't touch the petals on a rose or an iris or a tulip. That freedom comes from within. That our faith is what gives us freedom. That we have always taken a place in the hearts and minds of the divine. And our communication with the divine is where we lay the path to our freedom. That whether it be Muslim, Jew, Israeli, Palestine, there is a belief system that crosses cultures this worldwide. As Quakers, we know the meaning of justice. We know that it is an ongoing fight. That there's no way that as long as a 11-year-old girl is being circumcised and sold as a wife, that I am free. As long as a gay youth is being bullied or worse in their school, in their home, as long as they are being sent to re-education centers, then we are not free. And it's not just about being gay or lesbian or transgender or queer. We know that if you don't step up, that who's next? The people that come after us in our homes are fond of using racial and sexual terror. And I, fortunately, am a woman who grew up with a mother who said, don't you ever let a boy think whatever he's got between his legs has anything to do with brains, power, or privilege. And you make sure you understand the meaning of privilege when we go home, when we unlock our doors, when we sit in the light of our warm lamps, that there is, that freedom is a cost. And it is always something that we have to fight for. When I think of justice, I think of it as something that the divine has given us as a rod, as a lightning rod, but also as a mirror. Because justice comes in waves. When I think of my heroes and heroines, I think of the times that Zora Neale Hurston had to fight and hide that she was a lesbian, that they wouldn't publish her books because she was a little too butch. So she had to change her image. I think of Mandela in his cell for all of those years. And how did he keep his faith? How did he keep his ideas, how his soul, his commitment to justice and freedom? Apartheid is here. It is in America, and we are walking backwards. We are saying it's okay to take immigrant children away from their parents and not know how to reunite them. It is okay that we take millions and millions of dollars away from FEMA in the middle of hurricanes to take it and lock up immigrants. Almost $30 million. You look at Puerto Rico a year later, 3,000 people dead. Aren't those U.S. citizens? Aren't those U.S. citizens? If 3,000 people died in North and South Carolina, do you think there might be a different reaction? That is justice. That is freedom. And if we don't push, our world gets smaller and smaller. What do we do in our neighborhoods? Do we know our neighbors? Do we know our neighbors' children? When we think of justice, I think of a young man that I've watched grow up as a trans, intersexual person from the time he was little. He and his parents are dynamite. He wears dresses, he dyes his hair, I gave him a ball gown for his 15th birthday. And I told him if he didn't let me see it on him first, he was in trouble. Because that's my bid to freedom. When somebody calls me a nigger, when somebody says lynching wasn't a bad idea, when somebody said maybe Hitler had the right idea, I went nuts. It's not about the dirt that somebody slings on you. It's about the fact that we didn't get here by ourselves. We got here holding hands, walking off, being sprayed by hoses, watching our families die in gas chambers, watching our children being taken away and educated in white schools. All of across America, freedom, justice. How do we seek that for ourselves and others? As Quakers, we volunteer. As Quakers, we are aware that it's not just political, it is personal. Every time we stop a hate crime, somebody calling somebody else a faggot, a dyke, whatever, and we don't interrupt that, that's part of our freedom being curtailed. Because it's always about giving light. Steve said, make sure your talk is from the heart and not necessarily just upon quotes, but I wanted to read you a few of my fun. Samuel 2:17. The fighting that ensued was extremely fierce that day, and Ebenezer and the men of Israel were finally defeated before the servants of David. Now the three sons of Zechariah were there, Joab Abithrael, and Ashahel. And Ashahel was as swift on its feet as a gazelle in the open field. Ashrael chased after Abner and would not veer to the right or the left in his pursuit of Abner. When Abner looked behind, he asked, "Is that you, Ashrael?" And which he replied, "Yes, it is." To me, it's about catching up to the enemy or making sure that our brother is behind us when we have to run towards justice. That it is not just about you, it is about your brothers and your sisters, and knowing that fight comes home. It's not across town, it's not across the world. The fight that we have is here and now. So when I think of light, I think of, excuse me, when I find this. I think that when we take counsel, it is not just about finding answers. Sometimes when we take counsel, it's about finding guidance and permission. But when we take counsel with the divine, we are letting him or her know that we are still in the fight and that light is important to us. The heart is more dedicated than all else, and it is desperately sick. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give each man according to his ways, according to results of his deed. As a partridge that hatches eggs, which it has not laid, so he who makes a fortune, but unjustly, in the midst of his days, it will forsake him, and in the end he will be a fool. A glorious throne on high from beginning is the place of our sanctuary. O Lord, O hope of Israel, all who forsake thee will be put to shame. Those who turn away on earth will be written down because they have forsaken the fountain of living water, even the Lord. Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. So when we step forward in the name of justice, in the name of freedom, in the name of equality, we are listening to him. We are listening to the divine voice that is inside of us that says, I will be healed, and as I am healed, others are healed. Because we come from a place that allows no, not one of our sisters, not one of our brothers, to be taken in the dark with no way home, because all of us will be healed and all of us lay the path to freedom and light. Thank you.